Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anne and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry.
So welcome to this special episode. We're going to call them shorter bites. We're going to do them regularly, but they're going to be a bit shorter than our normal episodes. Typically around one topic that we've just been thinking about or something that we want to communicate this particular week. And so let's start. This week we're going to talk about
why you should build a collection with an outfits perspective and not from product to product. So basically at the center, when we support clients with their collections, we don't only think product categories, so jackets, mid-layers, tops, bottoms, we think outfits. And why is this important to think outfits? Well, first of all, when you think outfits, it's the customers, they buy and they dress themselves in an outfit perspective. And when you're looking at a collection, it doesn't matter how big your collection is. It can be 5 pieces, it can be 10 pieces, 20 pieces, 300, 1,500 pieces. You're still going to combine the products unless you're only selling one product or one product category. If you're selling one product category, for example, let's say you're specializing in pants only, then you're only selling pants. But to grow your business, you will eventually still have to think in outfits. Brands, when they create new collections, they most of the time have the existing collection and then they look what's missing, what's new, what's selling bad, what other products have their customer requested, and then they kind of fill in the gaps. But if you're looking at the collection holistically instead and looking at it from an outfits perspective, that's a much better way of doing it. And it's a much better way of creating a range in a collection and also growing the business and growing the collection with outfits, with an outfits perspective.
And when you look at the collection, you get a full overview. So you see a better perspective of how many pants you have, how many tops you have, how many mid layers you have. So it's easy to see if there is a, so it's easy to see if you have balance in your collection. If you have enough pieces in one area, or if you have to fill it up in some other. And if someone just sticks out and doesn't fit in at all.
And also when you create outfits and when you're actually putting the sketches together, so you're seeing the top with the bottom, the jacket with the top, with the shorts, whatever, you're also seeing that you're getting a really good overview of the design lines and the design aesthetic. So you're seeing, do the lines match? Do the lines break somehow? Is the color blocking really disturbing in some ways? Do you have consistency, but do you also have diversity in the design lines and in the design aesthetic in general? Is there something missing? Are you seeing that on three of your tops, you're having really organic lines, whilst on two of the bottoms, it's super angular and really sharp, and so these don't really go together? Yeah.
And besides the design lines, you also get a better overview of the colors that you use. Is the entire collection too dark? Is it too light? Do you use too much of one certain color? Is everything just black? You have all these colors that come up with during the design process. Have you used them strategically in your process? And this becomes much clearer when you look at the full collection.
Also, you have a better overview of your materials, because what you want is you want to be strategic with your material choices and with a diversity of materials. You want to be smart in how many products you work with the same material. For example, if you have all materials have a minimum order quantity, so MOQs, you will for sure know when you talk to your supplier what the MOQs are. And of course, you want to use as much material as possible and as many products as possible in order to meet the minimum order quantities. But also you want to see, do you have diversity in textures? Do you have diversity in the prints? Do you have diversity in shine versus matte, thick versus light? Just have depth in the collection. You don't want to be using a lot of different materials also that don't go well together. And you're going to see this when when you create outfits, because if you have, for example, different lightnesses and different weights in your materials and in your products, you will be choosing one outfit. For example, here's one, two outfits in the lightweight materials for, you know, easier, lighter, warmer summer days. And you are going to be using heavier type of materials in your, I don't know, a bit heavier type of products. So you can have a lot of overview and visual in terms of materials directly on sketch level. You don't need to kind of like go on and in production, but already on sketch level, you'll be able to see what works and what doesn't.
And this overview will make it so much easier for the marketing department and when it comes to marketing for you, because you can create these outfits, you can see how they fit together, you can see how you can style them together and easily sell the entire package to your customers and convey your marketing message in an easier way.
And also in terms of sales, of course, this is great for the website because you'll be able to already on sketch level, you'll be able to create your outfits for the website so you know exactly how to photoshoot, etc. But also if you're doing sales, if you're doing retail, for example, or wholesale, then you will be putting these merchandisable lays in your workbook because you've done the work already for the buyer. If you're saying, here's our merchant, our lay number one, we're focusing on this color story. Then, and you're having all your tops and your jackets and your bottoms and your sweaters or whatever, your skirts, then you literally have done the work for them because you know that this is already put together. It makes sense from a merchandising point of view. It makes sense from a color point of view. It also makes sense because you most probably will know the prices. So you'll know if you're buying this package, it's going to cost you this much. So it gives them a really easy option to, they don't have to think. Literally, you will be thinking, you will be doing the thinking for them. And also it's going to look really, really professional when you do this. It's going to support the people in the store because they will be using these merchandising lays in the store to kind of like merchandise forms and hang products properly so it looks and it is created according to your standards and to this lay. So literally you're just doing their job easier, and it also increases most of the time when we see our customer doing this at the Cinder agency, we see that they increase their orders as well, because instead of the buyer buying this and this and that, kind of like trying to figure it out by themselves, you're giving them a kit, and so they're like, okay, my job is done, this looks phenomenal, you've been already doing the thinking, I'm choosing all of them, it's done. So it literally increases the order value from them.
And the last point is that you easily can see gaps. Are the gaps that you need to fill? Are the things that are missing? You can easily see if there are styles that can't be matched with any other styles in the collection.
Because sometimes when we see, we do, like a couple of months ago, again, we were at this collection workshop with one of our customers. And what we do, we either put up the wall, or we do it physically with products and we then put all the products on the floor with the new sketches, etc. And it was so easy. A couple of styles were like just completely mismatched with the rest of the products. So it was a very easy choice. And it was also very visual for everybody in the meeting. Like, these styles are not, they're not, they don't belong here. They don't go with anything. They're a different vibe. They're a different style. It's not according to our target customer. And literally, they don't mix with what's on the floor. So it's so easy to just like remove them. So it's really visual for everybody to make really smart decisions when you're putting together your collection according to outfits, tops and bottoms. Yeah. You've heard me talk about collection workshop, and what we do is it's called a collection strategy workshop. And what we do is we review the existing collections we put that together with the goals of the brand and where the brand wants to be. And then we make sure that the collections are optimized, meaning we get rid of stuff that doesn't sell. We implement new products. We put new products in that the customers want and need. And we also make sure that the collection structure from a price point of view, material point of view, color point of view, and also product category point of view, that it makes sense and that it's optimized so you can grow your business. And it's a typically 2 to 3 day workshop together with the leadership team, the design and product development team, marketing and sales, and then us as facilitators. And then we see everybody like all hands on deck, and we work really intense for a couple of days to reach the best optimal collection for the brand.
So hopefully this gave you something to think about when creating your new collection, and go out and create some great ones. See you next time.
Ciao, bye.
Bye.